SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Providence getting 11.5 now, Joe. They're down 12.
Oof. What do you,
you're gonna double dip that one too?
I have some good buys on. I have some good stuff going on here. I do. I have Joker.
You get the antelopes?
No, I got this. I really feel good about Virginia and the under in Florida. And let's just hope your Indiana covers. I really like that. You know, it's one thing to lose, Carver. It's another thing to get absolutely run out of the gym. Like, Texas Tech can't cover a 17.5-point spread. Like,
no.
In-game. Like, they completely fell apart. Unbelievable.
Gutless performance, Joe.
Gutless. They're dead to me. I'm never betting them again. And I'll tell you what. I don't know if you saw what happened to that all-high and almighty Tennessee team this year.
Ooh.
Right?
I was going to say, I'm going to get that out with you. Don't worry.
19-62 from the field. Are you kidding me? Against Mississippi State, who's just blue-collar. That's all they are. These teams in this tournament, and Kentucky's another one, let me tell you, they're all bells and whistles until they get hit in the mouth. I'm telling you.
There's a lot of teams like that you could say that about. There really is. You're going to find out a lot about a lot of these teams.
That's why I think when we do our, you know, we're probably going to do it too, right? Once the seeding comes out on Sunday, we're going to have our picks like before because we're not on air for Thursday.
Yeah, but we're going to have so much going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be going through all that. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. A lot to do this hour. So Joe was just saying about the bracket. Yeah, man. I mean, Joe, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, we're going to pillar to post.
But
picks,
I'm telling
everything.
You, wherever Tennessee, Arizona, Purdue
are. We're going after them.
All these teams, you know, big all and mighty Rick Barnes in Tennessee bows out early again. They couldn't.
Whoa. There you go. We lost Joe. We'll get Joe back in a moment there. Joe's been having those issues with his mic lately. Look out to get those cleaned up here. So we have a lot going on. Of course, the selection committee will release their bracket on Sunday night. That is when we'll find out the field, as me and Joe were just saying. You all right now, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me.
Yeah, you know, it happens, Joe.
Been Roboto, they said. I don't know. Nothing's
changed. Yeah, you know, the gremlins get into your computer, and then that's
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
And it's over for you. But there are, as Joe was saying, there are teams that, believe me, that when that thing comes out Sunday night, I will have them circled. Who am I going after? And then on the other side, Joe, I have teams that I want to back that I know are going to be dogs or are going to be, you know, double-digit seeds,
barking.
Things like that.
Barking.
You know, but like,
the
hey,
skunk.
how many times do I? Well, the skunk could be one of them, depending on the right matchup, of course. You know, the anteaters and the antelopes, the double A's out west, which I love.
I'm going to take Bennett, Tony Bennett. I don't know. I just have a feeling their style, and I know they can bow out early, but they're another one. If they're playing their A game defensively, they can confuse a lot of teams.
They could confuse a lot of teams. You're right. You're not wrong about that, Joe. They're a confusing team to play against. There's no question. But you want just something that you touched off before we started here,
gutless.
And that was how gutless Tennessee was in this game, and they got absolutely demolished from the opening tip. I mean, it just wasn't even, it wasn't even close.
But I don't understand, like if you're a Tennessee fan or you're back in Barnes, how was that acceptable? Like I don't understand.
Did you see,
like,
the other stat that they threw around all day after that game too?
No.
No team has ever lost their first conference tournament game and won the national championship. Yeah. Ever. Well, ever. So that means you can put
that stat to
But I'm just saying, I mean, we were not going to be on them anyway, but I'm just telling you, history says that there's no chance that they win.
History also says that
there's no chance that Duke wins either, or a couple of these other teams that lost their first game.
Right. So. I'll tell you who I am going to back, though, is Gonzaga. Uh-oh.
Yeah, they got a little bit of heart right now.
They lost
that title game, but they were playing so well before that. They did enough before that to make sure that they were in. So
yes. So I think they're okay.
Hey, what was the number in that North Carolina game? You remember?
I think it was 4.5, 5.5.
Wow.
What?
1 by 7.
Wow.
And that was with Pitt playing real well for about 30 minutes of that. The first 30 minutes of that game, Pitt played great. And then
You know what it is? They punched themselves out. A lot of these teams punch themselves out.
You're saying they expend so much energy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it takes, like, if you build an 8 or 9 point lead in the first half and you can't extend it to 12 or 14, and you just let the team hang around, after a while, the better team does win, right? It's just, you know, but with Texas A&M and you know, when they played Kentucky, they jumped out early. And, you know, Kentucky is another team. They fall behind a lot. You know, it's one thing to do it in the regular season, right, where you come from behind, Carver.
Right.
But if that's your M.O. in the tourney, where you have to make second half comebacks each and every week, not a good MO to have. No, really not. It's one thing to be down 4 or 5, but they've gotten down 10. They've been down like 8 to like mediocre teams too. Like
10.
Him. I'm already going to put it in. Gonzaga to win it all. No.
I actually have one already, believe it or not. I have. Do you want
What'd
me?
You get
what
it?
Number? Well, let me tell. What number do they have right now? For the whole thing.
Final four, or they're
no, not win the to win one. The whole. No, win the entire thing.
That got to be like 50. Hang on.
See what the? Because I have one from. I got this a couple of weeks ago. Right before they started making their run.
Here, Gonzaga is. They're deep. Kansas is 30-1. They got to be.
Yeah, well, Kansas State, you can forget them.
75.
Too. All right, that's the same number I have. I have 75.
Now, Gonzaga. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
They got some teams in the hundreds that are
very
appealing.
All right, so why don't we, let's talk about that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So you said, and I want to get into some football with you as well, but we have a lot of college basketball, obviously, is really the main event here for the next couple weeks. There's no doubt about that. Now, you said you saw some teams in the hundreds on the big board. And listen, remember this. If there's a team you really like, I'll just tell you this, between now and Sunday night, if there's a team you really like, Joe, I would think about getting them now, because when the actual bracket is out, and you know the exact path a team has to take to win the whole thing, these numbers change sometimes drastically. I'm not going to, you know, some teams are not going to be much of a budge, teams that they don't think can win it, but especially those teams at the top, You know, you find out on Sunday night that let's just, you know, now listen, Tennessee lost that game, right, Joe? You know, so they lost, and they were on, you know, in the conversation for that fourth one seed. Well, they're not going to get that fourth one seed now because Carolina's already in the ACC title game, and they're probably going to win it, and they're going to get the fourth one. See, now that changes. Where do they put Tennessee? Is Tennessee the two with North Carolina? What if Tennessee's the two with Purdue? What if Tennessee's the two? You know, the numbers will change, Joe, when you know who's got to play who. Right now, right. We're still in the we don't know who's playing who
right.
type of scenario where the you know there's a little gray area here. But
no,
you say there's
point.
Teams you like in the hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds, even deeper. But I'm with you on TCU. I like TCU at 130-1. You know, this is to win it all. I'll probably take them. I'll probably take you know straight to win it all, but then final four numbers too, right? So TCU, I'm with you on them. Virginia plus 250 to 1 is just it's way too much. And I know they you know I just defensive teams I like, and then the hundreds, Carver. I mean, I told you I like Gonzaga, but I mean, South Carolina 120-1. I mean, 120-1. It's a team that was 21-3 at one point.
I know, and that went down after they got mauled for the second time by Auburn.
But I'm just saying, like, 120-1.
Well, look,
what
you know what
FAU?
I've been. Right, well, FAU's, they've really dipped. I mean, they were in the 650s, 60s for a while, and now they continue to go down, 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 down. And part of that, of course, Joe, is because, you know, they just, I don't think you know, look, they made a run, an amazing run to the Final Four a year ago. But, you know, a lot of things went right for them, too. In that run, including, you know, one seed getting knocked off right in front of them. You know, there's a lot of things that happened to them which were huge. And that's also why, Joe, this is key. You know, we've had this conversation a billion times the last 3 months. I think what you saw last year is going to be the new norm in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
I think the days of
right.
I think the days of 3-1s, you know, things like that, chalk, getting to the Final Four, I think are over because of the portal and NIL and all these things that we deal with now. I think it's balanced out a lot of these teams. And we saw last year, you know, UConn won, Joe. I mean, UConn was a 5 seed last year.
Right.
Now, they were the overwhelming favorite when we got to that point because they were so much better than everyone else that was left. But UConn wasn't some 1 seed out of the East that was mauled. No. Not like this year. This year, UConn is no doubt about it, a 1 seed. You know, so is Houston. So is Purdue. But I think what you saw last year where you had two complete out-of-nowhere teams in FAU and San Diego State make the Final Four. You had a Miami team, which also was a 5 seed that was an out-of-nowhere team. I think people thought Connecticut could get to the Final Four before the tournament because of how well they were playing. But this is a new day and age we live in. And the reason why,
absolutely.
You might look at these teams in the hundreds and go, man, you know, that team sucks. You know, I saw them lose some bad games this year. Well, you want to know what could happen to them? They could get hot. They could get a team that maybe they don't match up well with, get bumped off right before them. There's so many things that could happen where suddenly a Clemson or a Wisconsin. Like Clemson lost the other night to who they lose to that first sentence? Boston College, right, Joe? I mean, they lost to Boston College the other night. I think they suck, but, you know, you never know. Could they be sitting there the second weekend with a couple of crazy wins? Sure. You know, I feel like one, maybe even two, of these teams, 75-130 could get to the Final Four again.
I agree with you. And again, those 75s are really good teams. I mean, I believe so. You know, the 75s, you mentioned TCU, Gonzaga in that area.
I mean, I have BYU already. I know they look bad against
San Diego
Texas
State.
Tech the other day. But
I mean, that's a good – St. Mary's that won. I mean, they're another half-court team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Florida.
Oh, I got get the can out, Joe. I have Florida at 75. Get the can out. Roll the
Florida
can out.
Could score on anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a sneaky one I have.
I still like if we're talking like, you know, top heavy.
Do you want it now from on the higher end of it, more towards the top?
Yeah.
Let me ask you about, do you want to try Auburn?
Ugh.
I know.
They're another team that can't win on the road. They can't win on the road. I would much rather take Marquette than I would Auburn.
I would need to know the Kolek situation.
I feel like Marquette is a better defensive team. And I just, I like teams that could bang the boards. I mean, what about Kansas at 30-1?
No, I'm done with them. They look awful. They're so banged up and awful. Now, Illinois, maybe you could talk me into. Maybe. And Illinois had to rally.
Scrawl.
To beat Ohio State on Friday night.
Yeah, but that's a good win for them.
I'm not saying it's not.
Not a bad win.
But there are teams here that, it is not, as much as everybody wants to tell you that UConn, Houston, and Purdue are head and shoulders, no doubt about it. They're going to be in the Final Four. I'm not there, Joe. I'm just not there.
I tell you, the one team that is, I believe, and maybe I'm crazy because I've been on them the past couple of years, has been Houston. I picked Houston a couple of years ago when they knocked out Syracuse to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know that they got knocked around last year. Who they lost to Nova last year, right?
I believe that might have been the year before. That might have been two years ago.
Last year they beat Illinois.
Hold on a second, Joe. I actually have it up. Give me one second. I'll get you the.
Well, anyway, I think they're so over-exceeding, punching so much above their weight that I think they could be one of those teams, one and done. Like, they might get one win. They ain't getting out at around the 32.
Houston was a one seed, Joe. And they lost to Miami. Remember Miami beat them?
Yep.
On their way to the Final Four. And then Miami beat Texas the next week, the next game.
Yep. I just have a feeling they get a bad matchup with a team like that can bang a little bit.
I agree.
Like Mark, you know, I know
that's why this opens up a little bit different. And UConn was a four last year, excuse me. UConn was a four, not a five. Miami was a five. UConn was a four. San Diego State was a five. And Florida Atlantic was a nine. But even though San Diego State was a five, Joe, not a power five team that people expected to be in the Final Four. They just weren't.
Right.
So, and you're going to have some teams in that 5-6 line, like the Gonzagas and the St. Mary's and you know, those Mountain West teams again. Sneaky. Very sneaky. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, I want to at least take one segment here and just blow through a whole bunch of stuff with you. In terms of the NFL over the last couple days, that me and you haven't gotten to do. First of all, this one's kind of fresh off the meter. So the Jets signed Tyron Smith, left tackle from the Cowboys, one-year deal with about $20 million with incentives. Now, Tyron Smith, Joe, is a hell of a great left tackle. He has been in Dallas since he's been there. There's a problem, though, with Smith, Joe. You want to know what that is?
Field.
He doesn't play. He don't play.
His technique is perfect when he's out there.
He's a hell of a player, but there's a problem. He don't play.
But they have a problem with tackles. Mikey Becton never played either.
They already cut the cord with him. He's finished.
I'm just saying, that's, you know, he was supposed to be the savior.
He did play 14 games this past year, and that was the most he's played since 2019.
They got him on the upswing. Maybe he's got a new trainer.
He's an 8-time Pro Bowl selection, 4-time All-Pro. I don't doubt how good he is, Joe. Look, I understand what the Jets also have to do. Their whole idea is they needed to fix their offensive line this offseason. They got to make sure that when their potential vice presidential quarterback gets back on the field, he actually stays on it this year.
Right.
And signing Smith and trading for Moses, who they got back from Baltimore at the right side, that's a hell of a start to doing that.
It's a great start. Is that a Joe Douglas move or is that an Aaron Rodgers move? You got to go out and get me a tackle, man.
Well, I mean,
you got to go out and get me a tackle. You got to.
I'm sure Aaron made it known that he needed some better offensive linemen. Sure, he wasn't shy about that.
Well, we'll see. Obviously, with Smith there, if he can play, I mean, the rushing attack gets a hell of a lot better as well with Breece Hall and whoever they might bring in. No.
Yeah, you would like to think.
Now, what does this do? Just curious, because they were 16-1 prior to the move, and now they're what?
You're talking about the AFC.
Yep.
They're still 16-1. They're still 16. A lot of these moves don't move the needle with these odds.
No, I know, but again, I just find it amazing, like, that they are priced so much cheaper than the Browns, the Colts, the Jaguars, the Steelers. It is amazing to me.
The Aaron factor. That's what it is.
Yeah, the Aaron factor.
Quarterback trades, Joe. So the Steelers introduced Russell Wilson on Friday morning.
Unbelievable.
They kind of, and we played this on Coast to Coast, they kind of asked him if he knew what his role was going to be. And he just basically didn't answer the question. He just kind of went past it. That's because, Joe, he already knew that he was going to be the starter and that they were trading Kenny Pickett 3 hours later. That's pretty much how that worked out. So Pickett to the Eagles. And there was two camps here of stories, Joe, on Friday. One camp was that Pickett was told that he was going to compete with Wilson and that he was fine with that. And that Tomlin told him on Monday that kind of wasn't going to be the case and Russ was going to be the one, that's when Kenny Pickett said, I'd rather be somewhere else. There was another school of thought that, basically he hasn't really been very cooperative with a lot of things that they've wanted to do. He didn't want to dress as the emergency quarterback when Rudolph was the starter at the end of last year in Seattle. He didn't want to compete. He didn't want to do this, and that they had to get rid of him. Bottom line is, Joe, he gone. That's it.
He's gone, but I can't believe they turned to Russell Wilson as the savior. I really can't.
Yeah, he's the only quarterback on the roster now.
I am shocked that they decided to go to Russell Wilson and not potentially go all in on Justin Fields or someone like that to potentially elevate your offense. I find it amazing. Find it amazing. A guy who wasn't a locker room guy at the end of his career in Seattle, and a guy who certainly wasn't a locker room guy in Denver. And two Super Bowl winning coaches decided to move on from Russ. And a third Super Bowl winning head coach said, I want him. Which I find absolutely mind-boggling. I really do. Because I think Tomlin is one of the best motivators and coaches. And why he potentially would want that cancer in his locker room is beyond me.
Well, he's a starter now. He's the guy. He's the man.
Let me ask you this.
That's that. Yeah.
Are they, with the, because you think about what Russ was asked to do last year, right? Mm-hmm. Play within the offense, run the football, right? You know, shorten games and rely on that defense. Denver's defense, in my opinion, was better than Pittsburgh's, okay? Pittsburgh hasn't been able to run the football consistently in the last 2 years. Now, they ran it better last year with Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, but they weren't this ground-and-pound, rushing attack. The offensive line was still inconsistent. So if that's not all going to be there, you're not going to get the same results from Russell Wilson. I'm sorry. He's not this guy that's going to light it up for 304 touchdowns a game. So, all right, God bless you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you. The Vikings acquired a first-round pick, Joe. So they get the 23rd overall selection, which did belong to the Houston Texans via Cleveland. This was actually the pick they got from Cleveland in the Deshaun Watson trade. So that now belongs to Minnesota. They got a second and a second rounder next year, etc. This is all, Joe, because as the working theory is amongst people who seem to think they know what they're talking about, is that the Vikings now have the 11th and the 23rd, and they want to get into that top six to get one of those quarterbacks. That's the Viking theory.
If I was the Vikings, I'd go for Bo Nix.
Well, I don't think you need to get in the top six to do that.
No. No top six. You said they're picking 11 and 13.
They're picking 11 and 23 now, but people think they're going to take those two picks to move themselves up into the
top six. Well, then it would be, then there's only two players. The top six, then.
Well, they love J.J. McCarthy like everyone else.
No, I don't think you have to get him top six. I don't think McCarthy's
not according to what everybody else is saying now, Joe. He is the hot name. He is moving up the charts.
Jim Harbaugh put him on the map. I've watched him. I've groomed him. He's the guy. He comes from the pedigree. He's only lost one game. And let me just state for the record, I am not stating that J.J. McCarthy is potentially not worthy of a first-round pick. I am stating for the record, in my opinion, he's not a top five pick. That's it. It's Caleb and Jaden Daniels, and that's it. And outside of that, it's everybody else. And, you know, I'll just say this. Drake May does not deserve to be in the conversation. I'll keep saying it. Not a first-round pick, and I think the market is starting to show you that in terms of his market movement with Washington right now, right?
Sure.
Well, he's not the favorite to be number
Jaden
two
Daniels
overall.
No, Jaden Daniels is the favorite now. Jaden Daniels is the favorite on the odds board to go two. May's the favorite to go three.
Yeah.
But
well, I tell you what, the way you're hearing about McCarthy, don't be shocked.
Well, it could be him over Drake May now at three.
Right.
The way they're gassing him up.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather have, Penix, Bo Nix, or Drake May? I'd like to have the other two guys over him.
It's close for me.
Ugh. I don't like Drake May.
I know you don't, Joe. That's okay. A lot of wide receiver movement. So Keenan Allen goes to the Bears.
Huge move.
Huge move. Huge. Hollywood Brown to the Chiefs.
Watch, he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver again.
1,000, so. He might be more than that if he stays healthy.
Amazing. Well, can he catch the ball?
Yeah, he can catch, Joe.
Well, he wasn't that productive when he was with the Ravens.
And what kind of huge pass-heavy offense has he been involved in his career?
I know.
None.
All right.
Okay. Baltimore and Arizona. No pass-heavy offense.
All right. So you're saying this is it.
I'm saying this is typical Chiefs. This guy flew under the radar. Everybody let him get out there for nothing. And now, bang, he's going to be with Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to have some 1,300-yard, 12-touchdown season in Kansas City. You watch.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure. If they want to give him that, you can give him that, too. So,
Hollywood Brown. All right, do you like it? You love it for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs always turn things to gold. So, and think of all the hacks, Joe, that they had a wide receiver the last year since they traded Hill.
Tony, Mecole Hardman, Valdez Scantling, Sky Moore.
You wouldn't say that this guy's better than all of them?
He's faster than all of them. Can he catch? Kadarius right. Toney couldn't catch.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. You know, the actual, I know some people had different numbers and whatnot, but actually, most places, that North Carolina game closed at 7.5.
Oh, man, what a tough
game. The game ended on 7. So that's, well, I mean, not really, because then now that most of the Pitt people deserve, the Pitt deserved to cover that game.
The cap was right.
The cap was right, as they always love to say, Joe. The cap was right. I have a few things for you on Saturday. at least stuff that we know is going to be happening this year, at least as of right now. And I got some numbers for you on a few of them.
Lay it on me, guy.
All right.
Come on, guy.
Championship game in the America East.
Oof.
I love this game. Every year it's on this Saturday at 11 a.m. East, which is when they always play this final. And, of course, Vermont's always in it more than anybody else. And here they are again with a chance to go back to the dance another year. And they are 6.5-point favorites at home. This is in their home gym against UMass Lowell. Vermont 27-6 this year, Joe. They are just a monster in that conference. They beat UMass Lowell by 12 at home last week.
Two weeks ago,
I should say. And then they also beat them by 7 at their place in overtime. So they swept them both games. And they go for the trifecta, which would also punch their ticket to the dance. They're laying 7.5 here, 133.5 the total.
I'm going to take the points.
I'm going to take it.
Give me UMass Lowell.
Wow, how about that? I was going to say the under. I like the under, 133.5. I think it's going to be a blue-collar game, Joe.
All right.
A blue-collar game.
Okay,
hero.
That's
what I think we have in store.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I feel you.
You can get with that?
Yeah, I'll take the under, and I like taking the unders in a lot of these conference games because, again, a lot of these teams need to win, so slower
they
type
do.
Of tempo. They're not gonna push it. Every possession's gonna make sure they get the right shot.
The Ivy League semis. Ooh. I love that the Ivy started doing this a few years ago. That they only take the top four teams, and they play for the bid. Princeton is going to play Brown in the first game. Princeton laying 9.5. Of course, Princeton, Joe, they were darlings of last year's tournament with a huge upset. I wouldn't mind seeing them back, and they are the best team in this conference. They're 24-3 this year. So
gotta go with the hometown.
I think that they'll have. Now, this game is not at their gym. They are playing this game, I believe, at Columbia's gym. Yeah, they're in New York City. So, because they usually do these at a neutral site, or at least one site. But I like Princeton to cover the 9.5, Joe.
I would lay it, too. I don't love it, but I would lay it.
If you'd like, I can let you know what they did against them this year. You know I always love that.
I love the series history.
They beat them by 10 on February 3rd.
Ooh.
They beat them by 9 on February 16th.
Wow, so they haven't covered that number
right
yet.
Right on the... Well, they did the second game. They beat them by 10
barely,
the first time.
By a
but it's right on this number, both games. Right
so
on this number.
The books have it pegged right. The books have it pegged
probably
right.
Probably do.
Books are right there.
I'm laying it, Joe. This is a chance to get to the final on Sunday. They'll run it up. The second game is Cornell against Yale. This game, Joe, is razor thin. 1.5 for Yale in this game. And against Cornell this year, Cornell beat Yale 65-62. And Yale won at home 80-78. So a 3-point game and a 2-point game. I'd say they're right on the number with this also, Joe.
I'm gonna take Cornell with the points.
Okay.
Cornell, big
one. I'm on Yale.
Ah, you're such an elitist.
I am. So Yale against Princeton for me on Sunday will
Can't
be the
go
final.
For the kids from New York. Why not?
You know, upstate.
Can you bet that?
I can't. I can't bet that game. I can bet the Brown-Princeton game. You can't bet that game. You can't bet the Princeton game.
I know. So we both can't bet these games.
I can bet the Princeton game, and you can bet
I can bet the Cornell.
The Cornell game.
Unbelievable.
All right. Next. Atlantic 10 in Brooklyn. All four top seeds lost on Thursday, Joe.
Love it.
All four. So here's what we're left with. Here's what's left from the rubble. VCU will play St. Joe's in the first game. VCU minus 2.5, 140.5 the total.
Yeah, take it St. Joe's, especially with St.
Really?
Joseph's Day coming up on the 19th.
How about that? Taking them,
I like
huh?
St. Joe's. Love St. Joe's. blue-collar team right there.
They are a blue-collar
Philly
team. You're right. VCU beat them 73-69.
I don't care. The blind bet on Joe's. This is a blind bet. They might win the whole thing. What's their number to win the whole thing?
That would be... They're the long shot, plus 310.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Carver, love it.
I will say this. If you think they're going to win this game, I would just take the plus 310, and then you have a little fun on Sunday, too. So that's how I would play it. I like doing stuff like that, but that's just me.
That's how you establish the portfolio.
That's how I establish the portfolio. The second game in the A-10 in Brooklyn is also – actually, the VCU game was 2.5. This is a 1.5 spread, which is Duquesne and St. Bonaventure.
Wow.
So Duquesne beat Dayton, and the Bonnies beat Loyola, which are two of the best teams in the conference this year.
Dayton's a little more blue-collar. Give me Duquesne.
I kind of like Duquesne also.
Laying the short number. Laying less than a bucket.
As I always like to do. What they do here? Duquesne beat them by 6 at St. Bonnie's.
Wow, that's a quality win right there. That's a quad one.
And Duquesne beat him by 4 at home. Duquesne beat him both games, Joe.
I love it.
That's been dangerous here this week in these conference tournament games. The team going for 3 has had trouble.
Just lay it.
I got to take St. Bonnie's.
You're gutless. I'm laying it with Duquesne.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I got to take St. Bonnie's. The early game in the Big Ten.
What do you think?
Wisconsin and Purdue.
God's walking out there? God.
Who?
God, Sham God. You don't remember?
For Providence.
Oh, I thought he was St. Bonaventure's.
No, he played for Providence. Wisconsin and Purdue playing the early game in the Big Ten on Saturday. Purdue -6.5. They did not cover against Michigan State on Friday. 144.5 is the total.
They're going to boat race them.
Boat race them. Now, they beat them by 8. What was that last week in the game that meant nothing?
Yeah, how about
and they beat them by 6 at Wisconsin. Yeah, they beat them by 6 at Wisconsin.
They had no answer for Edie. That's when I was in Vegas. They had no answer for Edie.
Okay.
They can't control them. I'm telling you, it's a bad matchup for Wisconsin.
So you like the Boilermakers?
I do.
Early game in the SEC. Mississippi State, who, as we said earlier, destroyed Tennessee on Friday, taking on Auburn, who destroyed South Carolina for the second time this year. Auburn -7.5.
Nah.
143.5 total.
Give me the Bulldogs.
Now, Auburn beat them by 15 2 weeks ago.
I don't care.
You don't care, he says.
Nope.
And Mississippi State beat them in January at home.
I know. And I know Auburn coming off a dominant win. But Auburn on a neutral court is suspect. And you want to give me 7.5 with Miss State? Blue-collar team, I'll take. Plus, they held Tennessee to like 19 or 62 from the field. They're a good defensive team. I'm taking Miss State.
Okay. Can't change your mind.
This is roll up your sleeves and let's get a little ugly.
That is precisely what this is.
You know, Auburn's going to want to take it and run tempo, tempo, tempo. And Miss State's going to say, let's fight this in a phone booth.
I don't mind that, Joe. You can maybe pull me in on Mississippi State.
I mean, even if you're down 10, you still got a shot at the back door. We just got a back door. I mean, that's it. I think they have a shot to win it, though.
Or how about you take it to them like you did with Tennessee? How about you take it to them?
Let me tell you, wouldn't be bad. Mistake, gutty.
First game of the American semis, we'll have UAB in South Florida. South Florida -2.5, 145.5. That's been a spunky team, man, the South Florida team. I'm on them, Joe. I'm laying the 2.5.
All right, I'm with you. Let's do it.
Championship
I know it.
In the Conference USA, UTEP taking on Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky -3.5, 145.5 the total.
I like the over there.
You like the over. You like the pace.
I do. Pace. Western Kentucky, I think, can run.
How about this, Joe? You're going to like this. Western Kentucky beat UTEP in mid-February 90-80. Yeah. 170
tempo,
points
tempo.
Scored.
See? They can, run it.
And how about this, Joe? UTEP beat them in January 93-87.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Let's run. Let's run, baby.
I mean, it almost makes me want to say, why is this number so low? Like I feel like I'm... Now, UTEP, I guess, usually plays... You know, those two games, they were pulled into Western Kentucky's pace, I guess you could say.
Hilltoppers like to run.
They do. Let's take this as an over, Joe. Over 145.
I just said it. I love the over.
It's no doubt about it. Over.
Okay.
Go to the window.
Go to the window.
Make it happen.
Ask to be paid before the game is over.
That's it. That's it.
Put it on the wood.
Put it on the wall. There is several NBA games on Saturday as well. Cleveland, Houston, Portland, New Orleans, Charlotte, and Philly. It's college for me. You've got Warriors, Lakers on Saturday night on TV. The Knicks are in Sacramento late night on Saturday. That'll be a good bailout blowout game for you.
Me the other night, LeBron, he had 17. I needed.
You got to stop backing LeBron.
If it's not LeBron, it's the other guy, Luka. You know, these guys, they stop playing. They got 25 in the tank. No, can't get to 30. Can't get to 35.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So, big weekend ahead. Tons of college basketball. Everything you could ever possibly want. You got the final couple rounds of the players. We'll see if Wyndham Clark can run away and hide. We have, if you're so interested, hockey and NBA. But really, Joe, I'll be locked in on the hoops. And then Sunday night, we'll get our bracket, and we'll break it down on Monday.
Can't wait for that. I can't wait for the brackets. Who do you think? You think anybody else is going to be left out? You think Johnnies are in based off that performance?
I think the Johnnies are in. I think they're in. I think they just have done enough. But there's some teams out there that...
The 13-seed Johnnies? They're not going to get a 10 or anything, are they?
No. Well, usually the play-in games are like on the 11 line. So I think that I think they're probably going to be playing either Tuesday or Wednesday night in Dayton. That would be my guess. They'll probably be in one of those two games. So that would be the guess.
Can't wait. I'm pumped up this year for the brackets. Pumped up. We're going to get it.
Yeah. We'll be able to really map it out Monday who we want to back, because we're going to know who's got to beat who to get there. We'll be able to lock it down, Joe. I'm excited. So,
can't wait, baby.
Have a big weekend. And hopefully also the golf finishes well, all right? Can you root in the golf for me at least for once?
I will. Text me who you have and I'll root it in.
I guess the question is, who don't I have?
That's the problem.
Hey, Nick Taylor, 220-1. Bring
the
him
dentist.
Home somehow.
Nicky the dentist.
Great job, Joe. Great job by Matthias Berbel. He's going to have a big weekend with the UFC as well. Carver and Lisi, cash some tickets. See you on Monday.